You don't ovulate.
I don't?
You don't. You don't.
Don't babies come from my butt? Is that right?
No.
No.
We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. I understand I'm both an LPC and an LMFT. However, this is not intended as a substitute for professional services of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services.
This is Emma.
This is Zorik,
host of the Dade podcast, and we have a show for you. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Yep.
We can make it. Emma, come on, help me.
Uh huh.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for the backup.
Well, I wanted to give you a solo.
Oh, okay.
You know, you always say that it's always about me, so I wanted it to be about
it's
you.
It's about you. It's about you giving me a solo. yeah, it's another day.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yep, another day.
Another recording. Another fall day, which we have to cherish because it's so hot in Texas. I love the weather right now. The cool weather.
I'm glad you do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sweat going from my car to my apartment every day.
I do.
You do.
I'm an old lady. I don't know what you want from me.
You're an old lady. What does this old lady have to talk about today?
We are going to talk about hookup culture.
Hook up. It's been a lot of sex lately, right?
Yeah. You've been on a kick lately.
What? Hold on. Excuse me. Why do you say me?
Because you always put it on me, so now I get to put it on you.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Go
ahead. So, you know, for me, it's been about like, so I don't hook up, but it's about the whole like, what are we? And then it's kind of like, how do you know when your anniversary of getting together is?
Oh, okay.
Like, how do you define that?
So that's what we're going to talk about
today?
Yeah,
you know, like possibly is it putting an end to anniversaries?
I have a different take on this, but
I'm really rigid on this one, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's black or white for you, typically.
Very much so.
Okay, I see. I think I know where you're going.
Okay.
Because I know you. But
obviously not.
No, I know where you're going. But first, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. So
if you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave a review. If you have any questions, topics you want us to cover, or concerns, please send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com. And you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at datepodcast.
Yeah.
So now for the fun stuff, Emma.
Well, we're going to talk about a wedding today.
Wedding?
A wedding.
What's happening?
Which I haven't kept up with Gwyneth Paltrow in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But she got married.
She did.
This past weekend. In September. But she finally posted her pictures.
Oh, wow.
So she posted her pictures over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So she's married to Brad Falchuk now from New York. He is a television writer, and I hope I said his last name right. Let's hope.
So, what were the pictures like?
The pictures look pretty. It looks very like it's sort of like traditional meets modern.
Was it a big wedding? Small wedding?
It looks like it's a small wedding. So let me see. So they had about 70 members, family members, and friends at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, you know, her celebrity friends like Cameron Diaz, Kate Capshaw, Robert Downey Jr.
So it's one
Steven
audience
Spielberg.
There. Pretty stacked
crowd. And apparently
crowd.
The wedding rehearsal was held at Jerry Seinfeld's home.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. It looks really beautiful. Like I am very in love with how they organized everything.
But she's definitely an A-lister, so I mean
she is an A-lister. So she was able to like hire chefs and have like two DJs.
Yeah. I mean Yeah, and the pictures probably are great.
I am looking at them as I'm speaking right now. Yeah, they look so cool, and like everyone just looks beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Just.
So is that the kind of wedding that you picture yourself having with?
No, it's too outdoorsy.
Too outdoorsy. Oh, okay, so it's outdoors.
For me, like outdoor weddings, a lot of things can go wrong, and so like
rain.
If you're gonna have an outdoor wedding, you need to plan. Yeah, like have a plan B ready.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Robert Downey Jr. like even made a toast in during the dinner.
Yeah, because it's Iron Man and Pepper.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I know that. I've seen the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, good for her for finding love again with this new person. I was sort of sad when it didn't work out with Chris Martin, but, you know.
Yeah, they have two kids, right?
They have two kids.
Yeah.
Apple and I can't remember the other one.
Pear.
No.
It's probably something like usual, like Madison or something.
I think it's a son. I think it's a girl and a boy. And I think Apple's the oldest, and then I think there's a boy. He has a more normal name. But the only reason I remember Apple is because I heard it and it got stuck in my brain. It's like, you named your kid after a fruit.
Could there be some issues growing up, like maybe some bullying issues?
Oh, I definitely think so.
Yeah.
Your
name's
yeah.
Apple. Nah, 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 Apple.
She might go
Apple.
By her middle name because of that. I don't know. You know, like.
Do you think the celebrity in that situation was just trying too hard to be different?
So the reason why I know that the kid's name is Apple is because I heard it in the interview. And what I remember from the interview a long time ago is that Chris Martin, they were throwing out baby names to each other.
Uh-huh.
And that Chris Martin, like, just, you know, in his little British accent said, how about Apple? And
Apple.
I remember Gwyneth Paltrow singing something like, and it just sounded so innocent and so sweet that I said yes.
It does sound innocent and sweet because an apple, although Eve did offer Adam an apple.
In biblical times.
And so that was the first sin or something like that in the world. So in that sense, no, it is an evil name. And that's my story.
So the wedding looks beautiful. You can go see all her pictures on her Goop website, which is what I did. Oh, Rob Lowe is in here too.
Jeez.
Oh my god!
It's like a who's who of stars over there.
And then she like changed dresses. So she had this beautiful dress, and then changed into a short jumpsuit, which looks amazing on her. I mean, this is just beautiful.
Yeah, she's tall, so she has long legs, so it looks great.
It's all wonderful. It looks so amazing, you guys. I definitely think y'all should go look at these pictures.
How old is Gwyneth now?
Gwyneth is...
Upper 30s?
No, she's in her 40s. She's 46, and he is 47.
Oh, he looks great. Or she looks great for her age. Yeah.
It's all her goop.
Gook.
Goop.
Goop?
That's her lifestyle website.
Oh, okay. Well, good for her. I think she has a podcast, too.
I think she does, yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to copy Oprah, I heard.
Isn't she friends with Oprah?
Yeah, they're like, I think Oprah was like her first guest or something. I read something about that. And so that's how she doesn't need Oprah to get listeners.
No.
Definitely.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, the Goop podcast.
There you go. We should listen. We should be on the Goop podcast one day.
One day.
One day. All right. All right, Emma, what do we have to talk about?
Oh, yes. So we have an article from Refinery29 that is written by Cassandra Brabow.
Brabow.
I hope I said that right. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. And basically, it's called, Is Hookup Culture Putting an End to Anniversaries? So let me start off with, I'm not a fan of the whole, oh my gosh, we've been dating for a month. We're going to celebrate our first month anniversary. I think it's stupid. I hate it.
I think it depends on if you're exclusive or not.
Even if you're exclusive, I think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid too, but people do it.
People do it.
Yeah.
And guys are going to do whatever the girl wants to do.
Yeah, we're going to be like, okay, let's go. Where do you want to go?
I get it.
Yeah.
So,
but
let me just start off with that. And so, however, it's a fancier but.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that so this article is all about like hooking up, and basically like I think we've all done this where you're like hooking up or you're just like dating someone and somehow you end up in a relationship with this person.
Okay.
Where you like, you may not even define it. You may not even have like the, what are we, or you never DTR, whatever it is.
Yeah. But usually, I don't know if this is your experience, but when I'm hooking up, someone wants to DTR right away.
Right. Yeah. And I'm usually that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are times with like people that I know where it just like, we've been hooking up or we've just been dating and all of a sudden it's like, we're just in a relationship or we're just seeing each other and it is what it is.
Yeah. Like your last relationship. You mentioned that on the podcast.
Yeah.
For a year or something.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're getting
deep
here.
And I never defined the relationship.
Did you ask him?
No, I did. I asked him like it was at least twice that I tried having the conversation with him.
Twice in 1 year. Emma.
Twice in 1 year.
Okay. Next relationship. I'm going to like get you to define that real quick. I mean, I've even heard that people don't define things like around 3 months. I think 3 months is a good time to define it.
Yeah. And honestly, like, so, you know, I've spoke about this before. Like, I don't hook up. Like, that's just not what I do. And so, like, It didn't start off as a hooking up relationship. It started off, like, just kind of like, it was, like, the appeal of the fact that, like, he was friends with, like, my sister's friends.
Oh, I see.
And it was, like, the appeal of, like, I don't want to get caught. I think, like, that's what it was more than anything. And then, like, feelings. I got feelings. And then.
Well, you mentioned your sister. So maybe you were trying to just keep it going because of the whole connection with your sister.
Yeah. And then, you know, things happen and whatever. Anyway, it's over. So, it like. Whatever. Anyways, the point of this article is that a lot of times, like, there's no, like, anniversaries because it's kind of, like, there's no clear date. Like, are we going to define this as, like, the first day that we hooked up? Are we going to define this, like, when we decided to become exclusive? But, like, weren't we already exclusive? Are we going to define this as the day that we decided to have the talk? Like, when is this? When is the, like, start date of our relationship?
Okay, tell me when. In your own, you know, your opinion.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't know. And I think that's what bothers me about this because it's kind of like, I like structure and I like knowing things.
Yeah. So I say when you define it, that's your anniversary. Done. That's it.
Okay.
And I say, like you were saying, I think 3 months is good. If you're not defining things in 3 months and you guys are still like clueless on what's going on in the relationship, women and men, if she can't commit to you in 3 months, get out of there.
Yep.
That's me. That's my recommendation.
Yep. Yeah, just waste a quarter of your year.
Yeah.
Don't waste a whole year.
Yeah, because you know what? You could be dating somebody else or you could probably be with the best person that you were supposed to match with in your life.
Yeah.
But no, you waited how long?
I waited a year. But the thing was is like I was still like going on a few, like I wasn't going on a lot of dates. I was still going on a few dates.
Okay.
While this was happening because it like anytime we'd have the conversation, it was like, no, you can see whoever you want. And I was like, are you sure? Because I can set up a date with someone if I like want to, like, but I'm telling you, like, I don't. And the ultimatum didn't work. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go date other people.
Yeah. And that's what you should do. Yeah. Like if this person isn't going to commit, mm-hmm. you guys are still single and get your groove on, Emma. Get it.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else does the article say?
So, defining the relationship, like when does the relationship start? Right. That's like, that is a struggle. I think for me, like, even if you weren't just hooking up and just, you know, dating someone non-committal, it would still be difficult to figure out like when it is that the relationship started. So I always, growing up, I don't know about you, Zori, but whenever I did have girlfriends, it was always kind of interesting to hear them talk about like, oh yeah, we've been together for like a year. And I'm like, how do you know that? They're like, cause I met him on this day. I'm like, but that day doesn't count. Like I don't know. I think that like, maybe that's just me. Like when I love structure so much, but like that was not important to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't know.
What's not important? Like, the anniversary?
The anniversary is important, but I wasn't going to be like this is the day that we start. Like, this is the date that I'm going to count.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, here's the rub. Whenever guys forget the anniversary, we're in hot shit, aren't we?
Yes.
So, men, try to figure out that date.
But honestly, like, okay, I'm going to put it out there. Hopefully, I can actually commit to this. I just want to celebrate, like, my wedding anniversary when the time comes.
Okay.
As much as I love presents, I just want to have, like, one anniversary to stress about.
So, yeah, that's correct. But so before the wedding, though, are you going to celebrate anniversaries?
Yeah, if I can figure out what day it is.
So then if you don't know your anniversary, then you don't know how long you've been together.
Right.
You can just say, oh, we've been together for, like, a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's too much focus on anniversaries, too. And businesses make a ton of dough from these anniversary dates and days.
Yes. So apparently we are in this hookup culture right now. And the article says we're in full swing of a hookup culture.
So what is a hookup culture?
Apparently it's where we are expected that we'll have casual sex relationships, at least until things don't feel so casual anymore.
I don't understand that, because whenever, in my experience, whenever you hook up, it gets serious.
Which maybe is it's why just me. I prefer not to, because yeah. I don't want to get those feelings.
Yeah, and it could be serious because of me or her.
Right.
So I don't know about this hookup culture, but maybe it's for people who are like in their early millennial.
Yeah.
Like 20s.
I also
early 20s.
Think of like the hookup culture being like, because I am more rigid of just like, even if you're just dating and all of a sudden like you like go on a date and it's a first date and you have sex with them. Like for me, like that's a hookup, you know?
Yeah, that is a hookup.
Right.
Yeah.
And so even if you're dating for like 2 months and then you hook up and things don't go anywhere, to me, that's still a hookup.
Okay, so hookup culture for you is just dating and hooking up.
Yeah, just dating and having sex.
Okay. But you're also building towards something, too, like the article says. You know, sometimes you just kind of, feelings happen and you fall into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole hookup culture. So instead of, like, talking and getting to know the person first, like, we're skipping to the sex first.
Right.
Whereas we used to just learn and then have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So it's reversed.
Yeah, I'd rather learn and then have sex.
Yeah, but it also, here it is, I learned from you. It also depends on what you value. if you value sex, like, you know, if that's important to you in a relationship, then mm-hmm. maybe you should do it first. You should do it earlier.
Yeah, I think, you know, people, like, anytime we have guests, people are like, how do you guys know each other? And we always had to like our spiel why. And then they're like, hey, you guys ever dated? And we're always like, no.
No.
This is a very good reason as to why like Zorik and I are not compatible. We're just friends.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, sex, yeah. I don't know. What else does this say?
So I really like how the article like shares that like anniversaries really weren't a thing except for wedding anniversaries until like the 1950s. So like, we're talking now about just like anniversaries that are not your wedding anniversary. Okay. So this is again, like we've been dating for a month. We've been dating for a year. This is the first time that we met. This is a blah, 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 whatever. All the stuff that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
So apparently it became something in the 1950s. And it started with the idea of going steady, which is to have a long-term monogamous relationship before getting married. And this happened because of World War II. And what happened is that Cassandra quotes that the New York Times was writing and informing women that like 800,000 men were lost in World War II, which is true. Like many died or some, you know, married people during the war, when whatever country they were. Some people were like, some men were like, well, I'm actually gay, because, you know, they could actually explore their sexuality. And so like the media was pushing the news to women that like they had to get their guy kind of early. Like they had to be in a relationship with a guy early, because if she didn't do that, then she would never be married. And so, like, this whole concept of going steady was invented so that like women could find a guy to date.
Yeah, and it says here to try to make it for all the men that were gone.
Yeah.
And they said with going steady, that's how we got anniversaries.
Right. Okay. Which I just think is really crappy that you're using this fear. That's a very true fear for women, of like, I'm never, and it's also a fear for men, I know, of like, I'm never gonna find the person that I'm gonna be with. I'm gonna die alone. And yeah. So I just think it's really crappy that they played on this fear for this thing to happen.
Yeah, but we've talked in the past episodes where this has changed because women don't care anymore. They're focusing on their careers, right? Remember we talked about this?
Yes.
And so, you see how the world has evolved where
right.
we're supposed to get married early, but now people are waiting until later.
And I'm okay getting married until later as long as I get freaking married.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Where?
Where's your Bumble? Take out your Bumble right now.
No. So this hookup culture has actually been around since the 90s, apparently. I don't remember because I was like 3 in the 90s.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, okay, I don't know if you had anything else. I was like just
sitting
quiet.
I was going to say something snarky, but go ahead.
Okay. So, So in the 90s, we're, the daughters of the baby boomers who we get told that it's okay to be girly, but it's cooler to be boyish. And this is what liberation could look like, right?
Yeah. And this is where like the women power, the feminism
right.
came from, right?
Yeah. Well, it came from like, I think it started coming like 50s, 70s.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't remember history. Anyway, I remember some history, but not all of it.
So, and then having sex early for a woman, that was some empowerment, right?
Right.
It says here.
Because they got to control when they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can control when.
Right.
And you're also kind of breaking the rules, so it's
right.
kind of could be kind of hot in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing something forbidden.
Yes.
Sex.
True. Now we're kind of more enthralled in this hookup culture.
So today it says here you don't have to pretend that you have any interest. So you can kind of go on dates and you can hook up.
Right.
But it's hard for me to separate interest and sex. Very hard. Yeah, right? Because you don't have sex with somebody that you're just not interested in.
True.
Well, me. I'm sure some people do.
I don't.
Yeah, but I have to have some interest, some sort of attraction. And for me, I'm like, if I'm going to like give this up, then there's got to be some future, or at least a glimmer of hope in the future that this is going to work out.
Right.
So that's hard for me to separate, and that's why I get attached.
And I'm typically, like, 90% of the time, I am the reverse of that. Like, you're not going to have sex with me until I know that. This is going to be more of a thing.
But you never know, though. It's like, I've been on dates mm-hmm. where, this is like the one. It's been great. We've had sex. The sex is great. And all of a sudden, like, we break up.
Right.
We stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I have found, though, is that, like, I've had, like, both go either way, where it's kind of like the relationship is better because we're not having sex. Or I've had the whole, like, you don't have sex, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that's happened to me a few times where it's like the guy finds out that I'm celibate and then they're like, I can't deal with that because I don't know if I can't like not have sex with
you. Yeah. And that's OK because
right.
that's what he values.
Exactly. And then at that point, I'm like, well, this is about you. Like, it's not about me. Like, mm-hmm. this is my choice. That's your choice. Like,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And for probably he just wants to know if the sex is good. Because I've been in relationships where the sex was
right.
bad and you get stuck. And
I get it.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm okay not test driving the car.
Okay. Well, some of us men
sometimes.
Like to test drive the car.
So, so here's the other thing that I like highlighted, and there's something else where I was like, no. So I'm going to read it just because she does a really good job of like writing it. So she's like, it's kind of dangerous to admit that you have feelings for someone. And so instead of unloading our feelings, some of us find more creative ways into a relationship, right? So
wait, that's what's wrong with the world today. Like, freaking just communicate. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, say it.
Right.
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 Okay, go.
100% with you.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is what cracks me up. She's like, so maybe at first you've hooked up. Then the next stage of the relationship is that you're hooking up. And now you're just hooking up with each other and not in a relationship. And I'm like, ugh.
I don't like that. Because also, what if she gets pregnant? Then, you know, just things can happen.
Yeah. Because, you know, like condoms are like 99% effective or something, or 99.9. Like there's that like 0.01 or that 1% chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
someone did win the lottery. You know, this year, the $1.6 billion lottery, and that's like the smallest ever inkling of a chance to win something. And so, in the same sense, someone can get pregnant.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, like, where, you know, have protected sex. You don't ovulate.
I don't.
No.
No, they don't.
Why are you? Where's my? I forgot my glitter today. I had my glitter all ready too.
I thought babies. Oh, that's a different baby. That's a food baby.
Oh my gosh.
Food babies. Exit
through. I'm really hungry right now. Actually, I kind of like. I need dinner soon.
Mm.
Okay. So, yeah, this annoyed me.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
And I think part of it, okay, so, like, take hooking up out of it. Like, I don't know. Anyway, but, like, this whole, like, not being, like, it frustrates me because it's, like, if we were to ask this last guy, like, he would probably say, like, we were in a relationship when I, like, didn't think we were in a relationship. Like, well, I did think we were in a relationship, but it annoyed me that we didn't label it as a relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think, but you were asking and he would say no.
Right.
No, he wouldn't say. Then he probably would say that you guys are not in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was he dating other people? Do you know that?
Not that I'm aware of.
He didn't say anything?
He never said anything. I didn't ask either on purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't want to know.
It sucks to ask, and it goes back to this thing about it's dangerous to admit that you have feelings for somebody.
Yeah.
Asking can seem can make you seem like you're like kind of controlling at one and needy.
And needy.
Yeah.
Which is always a struggle that I have. Like, I don't want to be seen an image. Like, I love control, but I want to seem controlling.
Yeah, yeah. And like men, whenever someone's controlling with me, like but I'm Sagittarius, so we push away.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you can't control me. I can do what I want, blah, blah, blah. But asking, but I think that's also, that's an innocent question too. Are you dating somebody else or other people?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And he knew that I was going on dates, and he never said anything either.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyways, it's over. Thank goodness.
Where should you ask that? Like on over text or face to face?
Oh, no, I always do it face to face. Are you kidding me?
Okay. You can't just quickly say, hey, are you dating somebody else?
Oh, I could have. Again, I chose not to because ignorance is bliss for me sometimes.
I know. I hate that. But it is bliss. Like, I'd rather not know.
It is bliss. I'd rather not know. Yeah.
It's just like the whole topic we kind of talked about. This was like months ago about stalking someone's Facebook or whatever or Instagram. And like, what if you see him on a date with someone? Or maybe it's like a couple picture and you're like, that hurts you to the core, right?
It does
like,
hurt you to the core.
You know?
So I had to stop stalking Facebook stalking people that I'm interested in.
And I think for the world, it's just all about timing. So maybe it just wasn't the right time for him and you at the same time.
Yeah. So what was funny is that today I was thinking about, so I was at the hardware store.
Hardware store, huh? Lots of men and penises there.
Yes.
Okay, good.
None that wanted to talk to me. It's okay.
No. Burly men with like this, like a man apron. These those man aprons with like tools. That's kind of manly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe that's what you're beginning for Christmas, to appear like a man.
Oh. You don't think my tethered eyebrows are very manly?
No.
That's the first thing I get on a date. Do you do your eyebrows? I'm like, yes. Because I'm a man, but I'm all hair down here.
I thought your chest was smooth.
Well, no, I shave it. I shave it. Yeah, you know. Hair like problem. I'm like a dolphin. Slide off you. Who says that? Ali Wong? I will not take credit for that. Ali Wong, that's your joke.
So I was at the hardware store.
Uh-huh.
And I started thinking, so I'm always worried about going to the hardware store because sometimes I, especially like where I live, like I don't want to run into people that like I know. Anyway, so I started thinking about, I don't know how this conversation just popped into my head. A few years ago, this guy that I was best friends with growing up got married.
Yeah.
And so he was, I always thought I was going to end up marrying him.
What?
Okay. I was going to end up marrying him. Like, we made the pact and everything of, like, I think it was 30 or 35.
Are those real? Has anyone ever married from that?
I don't know, but I remember, anyway, so it was, like, 30 or 35. We were going to wait to marry each other. We didn't find anyone. And part of me was kind of hoping that he never did because I... Again, like, this was, like, he is someone that, like, if he were to get divorced now and ask me to marry him, I'd be like, okay, yeah. And it's not settling. I don't consider it settling because I've known this person my whole life, and I know that he knows what I want, and I know what he wants.
Who is this guy? Do I know
him? You don't know him.
Are you sure?
You've never met him.
Okay.
I promise.
I need to vet this guy first before anything.
Anyways, So he got married, and the worst part was, he's going to know it's him now, is that he got married on my birthday.
He did.
He did.
That's funny.
Totally, like, broke my heart and just pissed me off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I haven't spoken to him since he told me that his wedding day was going to be my birthday. So few years.
Did you speak to him over the phone or, like, through?
No, he told me in person. And I see his mom all the time.
He was like, Emma, I'm going to get married on your birthday.
Well, he's like, it's going to be this day. And I was like, that's my birthday. And he's like, oh, my gosh, that's your birthday. And I was like, yeah, because everyone that knows me knows how much I love my birthday.
Yeah.
And, like, it was like, crap.
I think, guys.
I love and hate my birthday.
Emma has, like, a birthday month. It's ridiculous. It's, like, every day. It's like, oh, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And then, okay, go ahead. So,
anyways, so a few, like, so while all this is happening, my best friend and I were having this conversation about him, and she's like, I think you will end up with him. And I was like, really? I was like, when we're both divorced and all have kids and
probably,
like, we're going to be like each other's, like, second marriage. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't want that.
Well,
like,
you made that pact, right?
We did. But I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want to be his second marriage. And I didn't want him to be my second marriage. I wanted, because I'm a big one. Like, I want to get married, like, once. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to believe that I'm that person. I joke about my third marriage and stuff because I think it's funny. But I really want to just get married once and that's it.
So what does this have to do with Home Depot again?
That's when the thought came up because I was surrounded by all these men and I was like,
men in aprons in orange.
In orange.
Yeah, with tools everywhere.
Tools. I bought stuff, you guys. Great. I'm going to be drilling holes.
Sounds very sexual.
Not sexual holes.
Yeah. So that's.
Anyway, yeah. So back to this hookup culture thing.
Yeah, hooking up culture is. It just makes everything confusing.
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, and the problem for me is there's expectations when it happens.
Yep.
Yeah, either it's from me or with somebody else. And I say, wait to hook up. Like, wait, wait.
So for the longest time, I didn't know what hooking up meant. I thought it was just like getting together, like going on a date. And I would always be like, yeah, hook me up with that person, not realizing that it actually means
I want to do it.
Sex.
I'm going to do it hard with this man. No.
Yeah, okay. I said it at church once.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious.
Did you pray after that?
No, I just laughed.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last thing... is so her last little paragraph in this article talks about, like, basically saying that hookup culture is actually a lot safer than the other dating cultures that we've had, which I totally disagree with.
I disagree too, because again, like, someone's gonna get pregnant up in here.
Yeah, it's not gonna be me.
And it's not gonna be me either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So we disagree. Okay, continue.
and that, like, people now actually spend a lot of time considering their relationship first, while enjoying the benefits of casual sex. And so her argument is that this makes it difficult to pick a day. However, it's like it reveals on how artificial the picking of the day actually was. And so she's like, if anniversaries are a social construct, does it really matter if you have one?
It doesn't matter if you have one.
I don't think that it does unless it's your wedding anniversary.
Yeah. And we both agree on that. Because it doesn't matter. Because it's like artificial. She says artificial. Like, are you really picking a day? Choosing a day to be together? Like, no one's really picking a day.
No, I mean,
it's like accidental. Yeah. It's usually just accidental. You just, oh, it's the third, it's the fourth, whatever. But
I feel like my anniversary day is going to be like the day I decide to post a picture of whoever I'm dating on like social media.
Really?
Because I don't do that crap.
That's like, once it's on social media, it's like
there forever.
And it's serious. That's what people think.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Let's make it Facebook official.
Yeah, and there's one phrase she says, benefits of casual sex. I don't know if there are many benefits to casual sex.
I don't know. In our last article or our last recording, we talked about, would you pick sex over traveling?
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, casual sex, like just hooking up with someone at the bar. To me, there's just a lot. It opens up a Pandora's box of, like, issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I'm so paranoid, then I'm like, is there an STD going to happen?
Then I keep saying, is there a baby going to happen?
Yeah.
Is she going to keep calling, or am I going to keep calling her? Am
like
I going to get attached?
Like in 18 years, is it going to be like, look at all this child support you owe me?
Yeah, but there are lots of benefits of sex in like a committed monogamous relationship.
Yes, I don't deny that.
Definitely a lot. Like I read something where men are supposed to masturbate every day so that they can avoid prostate cancer. Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
So there's lots of...
Please don't.
Lots of masturbation going on there. Okay. That's my masturbation / sex song. Sex anthem. No?
You just butchered.
Butchered what?
The Bumblebee song forever.
Yeah, tainted.
Just, ew!
The bumblebees are tainted.
What's
with sex.
Wrong with you?
Yeah. So what do you have? Anything else?
I'm surprised you haven't scared anyone away from our show yet.
Oh, this. Yeah. it's probably happened.
That's all we have for you guys today.
Okay. Did you what are your final thoughts on this?
My final thoughts is I am not a fan of hookup culture. I get the whole like anniversary isn't really a thing unless it's your wedding anniversary. So I get that. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. And me, I would say be bold. If you have questions about where you stand, ask the questions. Don't try to creep in a relationship through casual sex, because that's not cool. And a lot of things.
And it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And then I do like sex, but I like sex when the time is right. You got to ease into it. You can't just jump into things or like just get confusing and all that. All right.
Yeah, because, you know, your brain attaches to people when you have sex.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We don't like to be attached.
Scientific. I need to find that article.
We should. Next time we'll talk about that.
Yep.
Okay, so everyone, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Date Podcast. If you have any questions, again, shoot us an email at hello@datepodcast.com. And have a happy week, everyone.
Yeah.
And that's it for today.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.